As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Gand out.
Taylor Vachotti with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Phillip Rivers will not be the Bills head coach in 2026. He withdrew his name from consideration for the job, according to NFL Network insider Mike Garafolo. The reason is that the timing wasn't right for Rivers and his family. Elsewhere, former Giants interim head coach Mike Kafka has a new home. He's heading to Detroit to join Dan Campbell as a high-ranking member of the offensive staff, according to NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Meanwhile, the Chargers have officially announced Mike McDaniel as their new offensive coordinator. McDaniel had been a candidate for a few head coach openings, but decided on L.A. to join Jim Harbaugh's staff. And with Seahawks quarterback Sam Darnold in the Super Bowl, he'll no longer participate in the 2026 Pro Bowl games. Lions quarterback Jared Goff has been selected to be Darnold's replacement as one of the NFC quarterbacks. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
The following is sponsored by Bid My Listing.
Selling your home with Ready, R-E-D-Y, real estate agents will pay you up front for your listing, just for a chance to sell your home. Why would they pay to be your agent? Well, your listing is really valuable. So if an agent is smart, they'll go on Ready and offer you cash up front to get it. And you do want a smart agent, right? Call 888-545-READY, 888-545-R-E-D-Y.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, you'll find a full assortment of rain gear, including waterproof jackets, pants, and bibs. And at D&J, Wolverine boots, 15% off. Long and short sleeve Western shirts, 20% off. And women's Levi jackets, 15% off. And don't forget, gift certificates are available, as well as special orders. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, January 27th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles School District to celebrate America's 250th birthday. Atascadero State of the City events scheduled for February. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 35 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. 2026 marks the 250th birthday of the United States, and the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has released some guidelines for classrooms to celebrate this occasion. This will be presented to the board in its next meeting tonight, with the resolution honoring the semi-quintessential to be discussed in February. The agenda for tonight says it is the expectation that teachers will utilize the resources and or activities listed every 2 weeks from February 1st through June 3rd. Activities are broken down by grade level, from interactive maps, reading books about early U.S. history, and drawing for earlier grade levels. Later high school grade levels include analyzing demographics, voting rights data, debating then versus now topics, and producing documentaries on historic moments. This is only an information item, with no needed action from the board. The Atascadero Chamber of Commerce has announced the annual State of the City event, scheduled for February 18th at the Colony Theater from 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. The event will feature remarks from local leadership highlighting economic development, business growth, and key initiatives shaping Atascadero's continued success, according to a release from the Chamber of Commerce. Attendees will also learn about current projects, long-term planning efforts, and the overall direction of the community. Ticket information can be found at atascaderochamber.org. Proceeds help offset the cost of hosting the event and support the Atascadero Chamber's efforts to serve the local business community. Downtown San Luis Obispo bar caught selling alcohol to minors. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KBRL News continues at 8:12. A bar in downtown San Luis Obispo was caught selling alcohol to minors in an undercover operation conducted with the Police Department and California Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control. Officers entered four licensed businesses acting as patrons and observing whether the businesses identified at points of entry and the service of alcoholic beverages to individuals that appeared younger than 21 years old. In one location, F. McClintock on Higuera Street, officers observed four individuals who they believed to be under the age of 21 consuming alcoholic beverages. The four individuals were detained and all were found to be minors. All four were cited, and police conducted a follow-up investigation with business staff. The case will be forwarded to the California Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control for further consideration of criminal and/or administrative actions filed against the employees and business. The Atascadero City Council will discuss authorizing the purchase of a new type of Type 1 fire engine in its next meeting. City's fire department fleet has three Type 1 fire engines, the primary engine for most incidents. Engine 7591 was first placed into service in 2005, serving the community for over 20 years at this point. The agenda says that they have not only served Atascadero, but communities all over California. The replacement of the engine was ordered in 2023 due to increased maintenance costs and concerns for ongoing reliability. You can attend the meeting tonight in person or listen right here on KPRL at 6. The County Board of Supervisors will be holding a public hearing this afternoon regarding the annual Transparent Review of Unjust Transfers and Holds, or TRUTH Act. The TRUTH Act outlines the role of local law enforcement in responding to immigration and customs enforcement requests. Sheriff Coroner Ian Parkinson and Assistant Sheriff Chief Executive Officer Robert Reyes will be presenting the information at the hearing. The Sheriff's Office will provide information about ICE's access to incarcerated persons and to receive and consider public comments. The Sheriff's Office says they received a total of 111 ICE requests in 2024 and 287 in 2025. Requests include detainer, notification, transfer, and interview requests, and are honored only if they meet the legal criteria under California law. Zero requests were honored in 2024, and 83 were honored in 2025. The hearing will be held in the board's afternoon session. You can watch online if you cannot attend in person, or use the overflow rooms as a large crowd is expected. In sports for the NFL, the Seahawks and Patriots will face each other in the Super Bowl Sunday, February 8th. In the NBA, Yesterday, the Timberwolves beat the Warriors 108-83, the Lakers over the Bulls 129-118. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Jazz, the Kings will go against the Knicks. In California news, the CEO of a Los Angeles homeless services nonprofit, Abundant Blessings, is facing federal and state charges for fraud. Prosecutors say that 42-year-old Alexander Sufer used taxpayer-provided money to fund his luxurious lifestyle, designer clothes, and lavish vacations. He faces up to 20 years in prison if convicted as charged. The Los Angeles branch of the New York Post has launched the California Post, a new tabloid newspaper that is aimed to be digital first. A print edition will also be available. This adds another print title under Rupert Murdoch. A mother was arrested in Fullerton after police were shown a video of a black SUV turning at an intersection when a small child suddenly falls outside the passenger side door when it opens. The SUV in the video immediately stops, with an adult woman exiting, running from the driver's side, and placing the toddler back inside the SUV before driving away. The suspect, 35-year-old Jacqueline Hernandez, was arrested for felony child abuse. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
Almonds, when harvested, they do fall to the ground, and on the ground, in the soil, is salmonella. It's rare, for sure, but sometimes it can come in contact with almonds. And there were some outbreaks in the early 2000s. But the industry did something about it, made sure that consumers were protected. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Dr. Karen Lapsley is the former Chief Scientific Officer for the Almond Board of California.
And I think we're very proud of the role that the industry took in terms of agreeing that by 2007, we had an effective date for a mandatory treatment plan for the pasteurization of almonds. And from that perspective, I was brought back to the Almond Board world after I retired by Tim to chair the TERP, or the Technical Expert Review Panel, that looks at all of the validations that have been done by the industry. And it is very impressive when you look at it in totality. We have validated over 400 pieces of equipment, and at the present time, all different technologies, obviously, but at the present time, there are 170 active pieces of equipment pasteurizing almonds.
And there's never been any more salmonella outbreaks.
Increasing your almond yield can seem like a tough nut to crack, but it doesn't have to be. Protect your crop with Marivon fungicide at Bloom for added resiliency against frost, long-lasting broad-spectrum disease control, and proven yield results. See? That wasn't tough at all. Marivon fungicide, number one at Bloom for all the right reasons. Always read and follow label directions.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Goat in my boat. Snakes in my case.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Rising input costs and low prices have left U.S. alfalfa growers struggling. Since 2023, most farmers have grown the crop at a loss, according to an analysis by the American Farm Bureau Federation. The organization pointed out that despite alfalfa status as the fourth most valuable field crop in the nation, generating more than $8 billion in farm gate value last year, it is not included in most farm safety net programs, such as the Trump administration's Farmer Bridge Assistance Program, which was created to soften economic losses for farmers impacted by international trade policies. AFBF economist Daniel Munch said trade conflicts, especially with China, were partly to blame for low alfalfa prices, as U.S. growers have seen a reduction in export markets. As of the most recent census in agriculture in 2022, California led the nation in alfalfa production. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. CHP reports there is a traffic collision with no injuries on the US 101 South at the Niblick on-ramp to the 101. A two-vehicle traffic collision occurred. A white sedan hit a green Subaru. Both vehicles are on the right-hand shoulder. CHP has a unit at the scene. The incident was first reported at about 7:58 this morning. Again, there's a traffic collision with no injuries at the US 101 South at the Niblick on-ramp, where two vehicles hit each other and both are on the right-hand shoulder. CHP has a unit at the scene. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards have been made within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K-Johns and Atascadero. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-60s, south-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the mid-30s, southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Thursday, continuing into Friday, the weekend, and Monday, sunny on Tuesday next week. Upper 60s Thursday, low 70s Friday and Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday and Monday, 69 a week from today. Currently, it is 39 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by K-Johns and Atascadero. KPRO News Time is 8:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Consumer confidence slipped this month. The Conference Board's reading for the month came in at 84.5, the lowest since April of 2014. Economists were expecting confidence to improve this month to a reading of 90. Home prices rose 1.4% in November, as measured by the Case-Shiller Home Price Index of 20 large metropolitan areas. It's little change from the prior month's gain of 1.3%. However, it is stronger than economists were predicting. Health insurance stocks are sharply lower. The Trump administration has proposed holding Medicare rates almost flat next year. Also, United Health reported a disappointing quarter. That stock is down 19%. On the reimbursement use, Humana and CVS are also losing ground. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda, invested in you.
If you're over 40 and plan to retire someday, the window to protect what you've built may be smaller than you realize. As retirement moves from someday to on the horizon, protecting what you've built becomes just as important as growing it. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. They help investors reduce risk by adding gold and silver to their portfolios. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
It's not too late. With the holiday rush behind you, it's time to shop for you. The Blender's winter sale is in full swing with up to 50% off. Stop by the Blenders and see what's waiting for you. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Happy New Year from the Blenders, 538 12th Street in downtown Paso Robles.
Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
All righty, the Blueprinter and Graphics in Paso Robles. Not only construction drawings and blueprints, but they do a lot more, including graphics. They specialize in flyers and the graphics and the business cards, brochures, vinyl banners, and more. So bring it all to the Blueprinter and Graphics. They're on the corner of 4th and Spring in Paso Robles, and they're open weekdays 8:30 to 5.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Jim with Roosters Firearms. I just want to say from all of us at Roosters, we hope you had a very Merry Christmas, and we're looking forward to the new year. And speaking of the new year, we will see more handgun varieties entering California for your buying pleasure. And I will do my best to stock the most popular brands and models so you can come in, touch them, feel them, and check them out. However, the new year comes with some new firearms laws that take effect on January 1. All standalone barrel purchases must go through a licensed dealer for an in-person background check, and the sale of certain firearm parts will now require identification and age verification using a government-issued photo ID and your signature on a written acknowledgement.
This is Monica. From our Mulhall family to your family, we certainly want to make sure that you will enjoy your visit to Roosters in the upcoming year. A new year means another new start and time to buy a new gun. Our staff is knowledgeable and friendly and ready to serve your needs. We look forward to seeing you at 98 South Main Street in beautiful downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. It's interesting to review the punishment for criminals during the Old West. Often murderers get off with a slap on the wrist, while at other times a minor crime resulted in an extended stay in prison or worse. Robert Zachary was a minor criminal at best. He operated as a member of Henry Plummer's gang in Montana back in the early 1860s. At the time, Henry Plummer had quite an operation. Outwardly, he was a local sheriff, but he made his real money as the leader of a gang called the Innocents. Plummer was, for all intents and purposes, the crime lord of the Montana gold fields. Finally, the citizens of Montana got fed up with the lawlessness and formed the Montana Vigilantes. As indicated earlier, Robert Zachary was a minor member of the Innocents. In November of 1863, Zachary and two other men robbed the Virginia City, Salt Lake City mail coach. Within a few weeks, it was discovered who did the robbery, and on January 25, 1864, Zachary was taken captive at a boarding house. The owner of the boarding house insisted that Zachary get a good meal before any actions were taken. Following breakfast, the vigilantes held court, and about as long as it had taken Zachary to eat his meal, a guilty verdict was handed down with the obvious vigilante sentence. Before sentence was carried out, Zachary wrote a letter to his mother, brothers, and sisters. In the letter, he warned against drinking, card playing, and bad company, which he said had brought him to this spot. Zachary was then hanged from a gallows. It's interesting to note that normally, a stage robbery would result in a year or two at the nearest territorial prison. But Zachary had robbed the stage in the wrong place at the wrong time. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. 2026 marks the 250th birthday of the United States, and the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has released some guidelines for classrooms to celebrate this occasion. Tonight, the school board will be presented with these activities recommended to classes from across the district, February 1st through June 3rd, so students can learn more about and interact with U.S. history. The Atascadero Chamber of Commerce has announced the annual State of the City event, scheduled for February 18th at the Colony Theater, 7:30 a.m. to 9:30. The event will feature remarks from local leadership, highlighting the economic and business growth of Atascadero. Ticket information can be found at atascaderochamber.org. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 38 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Papa. Borders are Tom Homan in Minnesota. Run ice efforts and try and cool the chaos from anti-ice demonstrators. The
president says that he is going to be meeting with Mayor Jacob Frey as early as today. As Homan comes in, Border Patrol Commander Greg Bovino and some Border Patrol agents are leaving the state amid some internal frustrations over tactics and messaging.
White House correspondent Aisha Hosni, cops in Maple Grove, a suburb of Minneapolis, report arresting more than 24 protesters targeting a hotel last night where they thought Greg Bovino and ICE agents were staying. Power outages linger across the South from the ice storm. This man in Nashville.
When I looked at our thermostat last, it said 47.
Still more than 555,000 without power in the South. That from PowerOutage.us. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
Since 1979, you've been able to look to Michaels Optical for a beautiful selection of designer eyewear. You have looked at us for glasses and frames from infants to adults and top brand names in fashion eyewear like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. You have looked at us at Michaels Optical to take advantage of the VIP savings and the convenience of no-hassle parking. You looked at us because we have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and our special one-of-a-kind personal service that you won't find anywhere else. So if you want the best in designer eyewear, here's where to look. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Generally sunny day today with a couple of high clouds. Highs in the mid-60s, considerable cloudiness this evening. This has changed. Some decreasing in clouds overnight, lows in the upper 30s, and then turning out mostly sunny on your Wednesday with highs in the mid-60s. All righty, as we head out to Thursday, upper 60s, low 70s Friday and Saturday, back to upper 60s on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday of next week. No rain in the forecast. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 7.07 a.m., 5.25 p.m., and we are, wow, we're 39. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. You'll love the Milgard Trensic Series windows and the doors. All right, coming up this afternoon, lots of information for you. Barry, protecting what matters. First up in the 12:30 spot, he will have on Dave Duringer, estate planning for family protection and trust maintenance for family protection. Then in the 1 o'clock hour, your county district attorney, Dan Dow, talking about the anti-ICE protests and the violence in Minnesota, the human trafficking month, and how it relates to San Luis Obispo County. And then there is a forum coming up. It has to do with fraud scheme prevention and awareness. So lots to go over this afternoon. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go, and it's brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there for you. Just give them a holler, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch headed for home, 238-5775, which, of course, by now, most of you know, you can text that. 238-KPRLs, go, go, go.
Operator, please connect me with the Morning Exchange. KPRL.
All righty, let's see here on the text. Let's see here. It's a little old. I just found it. Not sure if it has been mentioned yet, but down by sewer treatment plant in the river, there is a roll-off dumpster. I'm assuming this is for the homeless and what remains of Martinsville, if you remember that. I'm wondering why the taxpayer is paying for that. I guess us citizens should just go loaded in for the kind folks clean up the riverbed once and for all. Okay. Well, they do have groups that go down there from time to time that clean up after the mess has been made by people who expect others to clean up for them and don't really give a damn about it. So, but that's all volunteer work for the most part. For the most part, not all. All right, let's see here. Okay, so what we see going on in Minneapolis, in some instances, has turned to violence. And I'm not just referring to ICE violence. You've seen the videos. You've seen people throwing things, destroying property, et cetera, et cetera. So is violence necessary for change? That has been a debate for a long, long time. Historians have looked over that. And sometimes violence is unavoidable. Now, generally, again, what I came across with the historians from, you know, just going back, I don't know how many years, really. But it's generally agreed that nonviolent campaigns are more successful. Roughly 75% versus 33%. And it leads to more stable democracies, because sometimes, again, according to this, if you do it by violence, there is always going to be that resentment. But if it's done fairly, that supposedly is not the case. Okay. Now, there are some that argue that violence is necessary for revolutionary fundamental change when institutions are unresponsive. Well, we've certainly seen a revolutionary in our country and Civil War, and then World War I, II, Korea. I mean, you can even throw in the War of 1812, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, sometimes the violence or force is used, such in the case when people are resilient, and the government then uses the force of the government, which was given to them, and at least in our country, by the people. So the potential of threat or violence can sometimes be a necessity. Now, there are elements to that to facilitate long-term peaceful social change. But within the way our government is, people will always be searching. You know, again, it was Alex who used to come on Sound Off, and he told us that our Constitution can be our kryptonite. Because people will use it. And what we see is some judges not following it and overturning the voice of the people to make it law. So they're not following the letter of the law. They're interpreting it to their political bend. So, violence versus the nonviolent. And we've certainly seen many protests in this country for many, many years. Now, from my recollection, when you go back to the 1900s, when you had the protests for workers' rights, there was some violence. There was some violence. Civil rights, there was some violence. And other things. But eventually, not to the extent of a war, but certainly some people lost their lives for it, and some are willing to do so. So, again, maybe you have some thoughts on that. Also, Chris, this story you reported about the lady in the SUV, and the kid fell out of the SUV. Was the kid in the front seat or the back seat?
You mentioned the passenger side, so I assume that it was the front seat.
Okay, which is, again, I'm assuming that's illegal, number one, in California. And apparently it was not in a baby seat, or whatever they call them. So, but she's being charged with, what is it?
Child abuse.
Okay, so here's a question to throw out. What's the difference between abuse or stupidity? Now, apparently she has, what, six other kids?
I didn't read that part.
I think she has other kids. She's 35, so she's no spring chicken. So, abuse is a deliberate act, where stupidity is just a lack of judgment, knowledge, or, you know, again, stupidity. So, and a lot of times, the abuse is intentional, repeated behavior, while stupidity is just often carelessness or impulse rather than malicious. I think she has a couple, well, five or six other kids. I don't, you know, there's nothing as far as I saw that talks about anything other than this incident, not about her personal life, anything's, you know, that's on record or so forth or so on. So should she be charged with abuse for this? Now, one thing that is a little concerning, but as parents, you'll understand this. Now, the kid falls out of the SUV. Don't know how it happened. Don't know how fast she was going. So she stops, gets the kid, puts the kid back in the SUV and goes home. Doesn't take the kid to the hospital. Now, it doesn't, again, Chris, from what I saw, it doesn't say whether the kid was bleeding or anything like that, did it?
Well, the story I read said that there was evidence of injuries suffered from the kid when the police found them later.
They don't go into any detail or anything like that, right?
Not from the article I read, no.
Okay, so, and then the authorities then took the kid to the hospital?
I don't remember.
Nothing says that in the article?
No, I just don't remember.
Okay. Parents, when your kids have taken some pretty nasty falls and stuff like that, falling off the bike, falling off a swing, something we used to call a merry-go-round and so forth, and parents, I think, have an amazing way of knowing whether their kid is hurt or really hurt. You know, little bruise, little cut, and something, as opposed to, you know, a major gash with blood coming out. That's a little bit different. So it would be interesting to find out about those details. And again, as a parent, you know, you can almost tell by the look on the kid's face if it's, you know, really serious, really serious. Or as they get a little bit older, they can figure out if they do a certain look, then mom and dad are going to be there and do the helicopter thing. So anyway, all right, on the email, Liberal, good morning. I have one question. Who is responsible for allowing liberals to live in our beautiful town? The Constitution of the United States, sir. From which, by the way, I got an email the other day, and this has to do is that supposedly local protest interfering with farmers market, two busloads of people brought in. I got a call from someone in the farmer's market on Saturday and connected him with so-and-so. I hadn't heard about that protest interfering with the farmer's market. If anybody knows that, feel free to call in. That's keeping us informed like that. That's those people are just out there trying to make a living and give us nice, fresh food. Why would you want to bother them? It's not their...
They're not involved with ICE. They're just out there doing something that many of us like up and down the Central Coast. So, but apparently there was no big thing. There was a protest Sunday morning, I believe, down in San Luis Obispo, outside, I think, I don't know if it was the sheriff's office or the courthouse, about ICE. About 300 people showed up. And I advise you to go online or look it up. I think it's in the Fish Wrap or something else. And once again, look at the pictures. And we have also the same person who showed up at several of these events dressed as a frog. Dressed as a frog at the protest for ICE. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I was at the farmer's market, and I walked by a certain lady that was right there on the corner. And while I was standing there looking at her product, people were honking their horns just, you know, continuously. And I asked her, I said, has this been happening all day? And she rolled her eyes and said, yes. And I said, you know, they were right on it. And some lady was holding a sign saying, honk if you hate ISIS or something like that. So she said that the whole time that she was there, that they were just honking right at her. And I could see how that could really, after about an hour or so of that, it could get kind of irritating. So did it? Yes, it did. It did interfere with her anyway.
Well, was it a line of people or just cars doing it?
Well, I don't think there's too many people honking, but their cars were honking pretty good.
What I'm asking is, was there 200 or 300 people on the sidewalks with signs protesting ICE, or was it just a couple?
Well, it was more than a couple. I would say it was about 30 or so people. And, they were right on. And it was the lady that was holding the sign was kind of directly in front of where her spot was. So the people that were driving up, as soon as they read it, they would honk. So they would be honking right at her the whole time. So, yeah, it was irritating for me just within a minute or two because it was kind of startling.
Well,
there was. There were people with horns too, handheld horns also. That's what my wife said.
Was did you engage in a conversation with any of these upstanding citizens?
No, I really don't have anything to say to those great people. Not a word. Because it does make me angry when, you know, what's interesting is that, you know, in the 60s, they were all young kids. And not all of them, but let's just say the majority of them were young kids. And now when you look at this, they look like the same age as those young kids that were in the 60s. Because most of these people are in their late 60s or 70s, and maybe some in their 80s, but it seems the majority of them are elderly Caucasians. So it's kind of interesting where, you know, when you break it down.
From what I've seen, not only in pictures here in the county, but around the country, is that most of them seem to be female.
Yes, it did appear to be that, and I just was wondering why that was. And but there is, it seems like they're the females, and then on the background has got the male kind of with his hand, with his arms folded, like, you know, I'm participating because my wife is making me do this. I don't know if you've noticed that or not. I thought, wow.
No, what I noticed about a lot of the guys is that they probably like Elton John.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, we'll leave it at that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us this morning here on, let's see here, my feeling is this in, no, where are these coming in? That's why I have it down there. Duh, pretty stupid on my part. All right, let's see here. Bum, 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 bum. Nope. That's not it. All right, back to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. A couple of comments on that, on these, you know, these riots. Number one, I blame the Democrats. And you posed a question to yourself earlier about who's basically, you know, there's somebody in charge of the Democrat Party that's given the marching orders, and you wonder, or you know, is it donors or is it the you know, when they go to the convention, they they come up with these odd concoctions of, you know, rebellion. I don't know, but anyway, the next thing is ICE is not trained. They were talking about being trained, you know, under trained, they're not trained for crowd controls. They're trained for apprehension, and you know, there's a big difference. And the reason why I blame the Democrat, because they withdrew their, you know, their police department, law enforcement departments off, you know, without supporting them. And that would be their support, would be the crowd control. And also ordering the, you know, like putting a detainer on them and keeping them to turn them over. This would never happen. All this could have been avoided if they would have just turned people over, you know, that were illegal and they were criminals. They had them in their jails at some point.
From what I read early this morning, the number of police officers in Minneapolis since 2022 or whatever is down significantly. They cannot handle basic calls on a daily basis because they had a lot of people leave the department because of the policies in that city. And now, you know, these groups that are, they're being funded, and it may not be directly from the Democratic Party per se, but obviously they're connected somehow. And as I mentioned this morning, I truly believe that's where the word is coming from, or the power that comes from. They're saying, if you don't do this, we're not going to give you, or, you know, if you're running for office or anything, you're not going to get any money from us. We're not going to back you. So you will do as you're told.
Yeah, well, look at where it's got them. I think it's going to backfire on them, to be honest with you, because, you know, when Trump ran, I don't think he would have, if he had anything else, you know, his message. I think that's what got him into office. So when you look at across the United States and how many people voted for him, these are just a small handful. You know, these people are going out. It's a small handful.
All right, so do you think this is a setup?
What do you mean by setup?
Well, you know, they've been trying to get Trump, and anytime he tried to do anything, they're, you know, he's always interfering. But are they trying to build this up as a setup for the midterms? In other words, we're going to get
everything's a political chess game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. I always thought that they'll run out of things, but they just keep pulling stuff.
Well,
you know,
unfortunately the same as government keeps coming up or finding ways to tax us. What's next?
Well, I just want to tell you there's hope, because I was listening to an article yesterday, and in San Francisco, they closed down the homeless bar. And believe it or not, they had a homeless bar up there that the government paid, or the city paid. If you were struggling with alcohol, you could go to this bar and drink yourself to oblivion. And it cost $3 million a year to the taxpayers.
Wow.
And they're shutting it down. So we have hope.
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed. All right, thanks for the call. We got to go. We're out of time. And, well, onward we go.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The Atascadero City Council will discuss authorizing the purchase of a new Type 1 fire engine in its meeting tonight. Engine 7591 was first placed into service in 2005, but due to increased maintenance costs and concerns for ongoing reliability, a replacement has been ordered. You can attend the meeting tonight at 6 in person or listen right here on KPRL. A bar in downtown San Luis Obispo is caught selling alcohol to minors in an undercover operation, where police observed four individuals who appeared to be under the age of 21 purchasing and consuming alcohol. All four were found to be under the age of 21 and were cited. The business may also face criminal and or administrative actions. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today, highs in the mid-60s, it's 42 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This afternoon, 12:30 till 2, protecting what matters. First up, Dave Duringer, estate planning and also trust maintenance for family protection as well. And then your, San Luis Obispo County District Attorney Dan Dow talking about ICE and what's going on in Minnesota, human trafficking and fraud schemes. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops small business. Keep the cash local. Continue to live as free Americans. This hour brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.